Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. What's up, all y'all? Y'all know what time it is. It's Sunday, and we're right here hanging out in this historic Hillsboro location, the Riverwalk. My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime author, bartender at Yonder, and co-host of Howdy Hillsboro. And I'm hanging out here on this Riverwalk with my partner in crime, massage therapist, and co-bartender, Alexis Bravos. How are you doing, Alexis?
I'm great. It's a little rainy for a walk, but I'm into it. Walking
is it
my
rainy?
Dog. It's a little bit rainy, yeah.
I see that. It's hard for me to see because my eyes are still screwy from such a crazy weekend we had at Yonder down in downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro. What a weekend we had. But moving on, now that I'm getting this funk out of my eyes, I spy something red up ahead of us at the Riverwalk. What the hell is that?
I think it might be our friend Tracy Reynolds. What's up, Tracy?
Oh my God, you guys. Hey, I didn't know you took walks.
What's going on with you, Tracy? What are you doing out here?
Well, I just decided that, you know, since it's raining and cats like rain, I decided to walk my cats out here today.
Well, lovely. Yeah. So, for those of you that don't know Tracy Reynolds, she is an actress, an MC, an all-around good time party girl, and she's also the host of Noir to Bar, which is going to be here.
What's wrong, Alexis?
Nothing at all.
She's got some rain in her throat. She's coughing.
I've got rain in my throat.
Oh, there you go.
Tracy, you've been the MC at Noir at the Bar ever since I've been working the bar for these events. How did you get started doing that?
Actually, Eric Pruitt and I have been friends forever.
Forever.
How can you stand it?
Well,
never a dull moment.
It's a challenge for sure, but I'm up for the challenge. We actually
down for anything.
We actually started this in downtown Durham, right? 106 Main. That
That's
was the
correct.
First Noir at the Bar in North Carolina. So that was a long, long time ago.
And it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
And you were there for that as well?
I was there for that. I was the host for that. First, I think that was my first official MC event. Eric took a chance on me. Yeah.
But you're an actor.
I am.
By trade, yes.
Yeah. Capital A.
You were. Are you working on anything at the moment?
I actually just finished a pilot for TV. It's called Gin and Platonic. We did the first three episodes of that, and that was really fun. I play a pilot, and it is an LGBTQ friendly pilot, and it's really exciting. So when it comes out, I will keep you posted. Gin and Platonic.
What else you been in?
I've been in some things that I don't know how popular they were, but this guy writes some films and books, and I don't know, for some reason he asked me to be in every single one of his films. So sometimes big parts, sometimes little, but he always asks for my opinion on how to play things, and he really listens to my input, right, Eric?
Hey, I got a joke that you just reminded me of.
Oh.
What do you call a woman who flies a plane?
Oh, what? God.
A pilot, you misogynist.
I get it, Eric. That's funny.
So wait, you play,
women can
you play
do
a
anything.
Pilot on the pilot?
I play Is a that- pilot on the pilot.
And was there like a real like airplane console type thing? Like
no, hopefully we'll bring that in for episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Fix it in post.
So how?
Yeah.
How are they shooting you? Like just from the front and you're pretending?
Well, as you know, pilots do more than just fly planes. We actually walk and talk, and
yeah,
so
in this
I'm
episode,
checking
she
into
picks
a hotel.
Out her pilot outfit.
I see. Ooh,
Eric. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I pick out my own outfit.
Is it a sexy pilot outfit?
It's just a regular pilot outfit.
Like but you make it pilot. Sexy.
But I do make it sexy. No one fills out those pants like Tracy Reynolds.
So Tracy.
Yes, Alexis.
You're also a frequent guest at our bar yonder.
Yes, I love it here.
Mm-hmm. Tell us why.
I just love the atmosphere, and I love that when you walk in, there's people that you know, people that are always here, regulars, if you will, but there is always new friends, new and exciting friends that you can meet. So I have no problem speaking to anybody, but I just love that you meet new and interesting people every time you come in.
I've noticed that you introduce yourself to people, and I feel like you can talk to anyone. Where did you get that skill? Have you always been like that?
I think that I just got really bored talking to my own family all the time. So I just wanted to make new friends and meet new people. My dad was in the Navy, so we moved around everywhere. So I had to make new friends and get to know everybody. I always had to set up my social circle first whenever we were anywhere. Education. Who needs to know anything? So I always set up my social circle first, but I never want people to feel uncomfortable. So when we're here and I see new people, we have to invite them in.
That's really, really good skill to have. What was your favorite place that you lived? When
Japan
you
was
around?
My absolute favorite place. It was so exotic and different from anything. Nothing looked the same. So it was so exciting. The food was so different. The people, it was amazing.
Have you been back since you lived there as a kid?
I have not, but I do have a future trip planned.
Have you ever been to Tokyo Express down there by the Planet Fitness?
No, I haven't, Eric. What made you think about that?
You should try it out. It's Japanese food.
Yeah, is it authentic Japanese food?
Is it, though?
I don't know. They put mayonnaise on everything.
Oh, yeah, that's authentic. I've seen.
Well,
Tokyo Express, they put mayonnaise on everything.
They do like their Kewpie mayo.
Yeah.
For sure. Which is.
I'm sorry, I got some rain in my throat now.
I put some on my Pikachu.
Ooh! God bless you.
We're on our way to work out after this. Tracy, do you work out? You look like you do.
Thank you, Alexis. No, I work out in my own home. I do free weights, and also I just lift a lot of heavy things.
How do you get disciplined enough to work out at home?
Now, by disciplined, Alexis, I mean I work out my arms, so I have weights, 5 pound, 2 pound, and 10 pound, and
wow,
I sit in front of
That's
my TV.
Heavy.
It's not that heavy. I just sit in front of my TV and work out my arms. That's really all I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very intense.
What are you watching right now?
I'm actually watching Ted Lasso. We could all use some happiness in our lives, and it's such a stupid show, but it's wonderful. It's like feel good. It's really nice. Makes me laugh every episode. I'm getting a little verklempt just thinking about it.
Speaking of verklempt thinking about it, what are you any good at answering advice questions?
I don't know. I think so.
That's kind of a thing we do here when we hang out on the Riverwalk on Sundays.
Oh, really?
Reach into a pickle jar and answer whatever advice questions come up. What do you say you stick around answer some Ask Alexis questions with us?
I think that would be awesome, Eric.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's hang out here on the Riverwalk while we have a word with our last remaining sponsor and do just that. What do you say?
Perfect.
All right. Y'all stick around. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Eric Pruitt, author of Something Bad Wrong and co-host of Howdy Hillsborough. If you're like me, your toilet gets stopped up quite a bit. That's why we like to plunge it out with Trump Plungers. Trump Plungers. They'll get it right in there.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carborough Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Oh. How was that?
Freaking wonderful.
I thought that was so much better than the first time.
Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everyone, on 97.9 No Point, WCHL The Hill. My name is Alexis Bravos. I'm here with my co-host, Eric Pruitt, and our wonderful guest, Tracy Reynolds. We're going to do some advice questions now. Are you ready for that, Tracy?
I am.
Okay.
I'm a little scared, though.
Don't be scared.
Okay.
It's going to be okay.
All right. Eric, will you hold my hand?
No.
Okay.
If y'all have questions of your own, you can come to Yonder Bar and stick them in the pickle jar on the bar.
Stick them in there.
Shove them in.
It'll fit.
Jam them right in. And if you don't want to do that, it's tight. You can.
It's a wide mouth jar.
It's not, though.
You can put
lots of hands in there.
It's a tiny little hole.
You can submit them over the internet through the online portal at chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro.
You know you want to.
Let's get started, folks. So, there's so many good questions this week. Let's start with this one. Dear Alexis, my 10-year-old kid has become a vegetarian. Do you have any suggestions for good kid-friendly vegetarian meals?
Macaroni
have you ever
and
heard
cheese.
Of, yeah, exactly.
Macaroni and cheese.
Have you ever heard of macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
Like just breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That is great. Tater tots.
That's what my kid would do.
Also a great choice. Tater tots.
Mm-hmm. Don't try tofu.
Yeah, I think that's a little early to
introduce just
maybe.
I think we might get hate mail, but I think tofu is pointless.
I mean, it could be good.
When they say vegetarian, do they mean like no chicken also?
What about fish?
No chicken, no chicken water.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
What about fish? Does that count?
I don't know. Fish is an animal.
They can't eat fish. They don't have any feelings.
Yeah. That's what I heard
true.
Anyway. Yeah, I would say mac and cheese, tater tots.
French fries, potato chips.
Yeah, anything that's really healthy.
Candy bars.
Yeah, potatoes are the
lollipops.
Best. Lollipops, yeah. Anything with lots of sugar
salad.
And Karo syrup. Anything. Fructose.
Those canned mandarin oranges.
Yes, that's perfect.
Popsicles.
Pudding.
Fudge pops. Oh, wait, you can't get those anymore,
They don't make those
right?
anymore, no.
For a reason.
I think. Yeah.
I don't know what the reason could be.
You put the pills in the people.
Quiet, quiet, kiddly fiddlers.
Kiddie
fiddlers. Okay. Dear Alexis, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, it's a little thing called karma. So you may think you're good. I want you to think way back.
Not even
your
that
whole
far
life.
Back.
Not even that far back. You're probably a
Last
liar.
Weekend,
we're all liars.
You were blacked out.
Exactly.
That
Think about the things
you.
You've done.
Alcohol.
And what goes around comes around.
Comes around
right.
Hard.
Why do bad things happen to good people? Because the world isn't fair. Life isn't fair.
Yeah.
And you just got to...
Suck it up.
Just got to do your best. And I'm sorry bad things have happened to you. What do you think, Tracy?
I think that doing your best is probably not good enough. Maybe this person just needs to take some online classes or go to night school and learn a different trade. I think that they just really need to step it up.
Do you think the Learning Annex has a class called How to Be a Better Person?
Yeah. And, you know, it will say don't ask questions that no one knows the answer to. Or I think this person really knows what they've done, so they need to take a deep dive and really look into their heart and see what they've done.
How do you look into your heart?
Into your soul just be reflective of your life and your choices.
Yeah. Okay.
It might be that they're a really bad dresser and that's why bad things happen to them.
Yeah. That was actually my worst fear when I had a child, that he would grow up and either dress really terribly or listen to really bad music.
Yes, both of those are equally bad. Mine would be if they had a bad choice in movies.
Oh, yeah. My
or if
son,
they couldn't cry on cue, that would be very, very bad.
Cry harder.
Yeah.
Y'all, you are listening to Howdy Hillsboro on WCHL 97.9.
No Point.
No Point. Welcome back. Our guest is Tracy Reynolds
Tracy.
This week.
Woo!
And we are answering some advice questions.
It's getting hot. Mm-hmm.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
I think you should take off all your clothes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Dear Alexis, I don't have a lot of money, but I'm feeling inspired to help a local charity or nonprofit. Do you know any I can support with volunteering that won't take too much time, but will also help people and help me scratch this itch?
I don't have a lot of money, but do you know how to use it?
Yeah.
Do you have a little bit of money?
I mean, very seriously, you should think about things that you really care about. Like, volunteering wise, I would go straight for like a food bank, or, you know, some way to like help child hunger in the area. In fact, my son and I did that one summer, giving school lunches to kids because it was summertime and they didn't have access to them. So we drove around like dropping them off places. But yeah, think about like what you care about. Find that thing on the thing we have called the internet. It's pretty easy to use.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just Google things.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Do you volunteer, Tracy?
I do a little volunteering. Yes. I would say any of the work that I do with Eric Pruitt is volunteer work.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm his friend. So that's volunteer basis. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I think food shelters are great. You can go and serve food. A lot of different organizations have days where they go. There's lots of animal shelters that would love to have people come in and play with the animals and do things around the shelter. And there's also a lot of local organizations. There's a radio station, for instance, that they probably have volunteer opportunities.
Mm-hmm. What radio station?
WCHL. Yeah. There's also one right across the street from yonder, I think.
Do you know who runs it?
Yeah. I think Bob Burtman runs it, but yeah, you could email him.
Bob Burtman, if you're listening, we love you.
We love Bob Burtman.
Mr. B, if you're nasty. Yeah, I do some I do some volunteer work. Usually the judge gives me like 10 hours at a time, 15 hours, whatever it is. So yeah, I'm real big on that.
It's a good thing you look good in orange.
Hey, it's time for us to take a little break and talk to our last remaining sponsor. Bro, what do you say you stick around and we'll come back? We'll find out what's going on in Hillsborough this week and ask some more Ask Alexis questions. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. I could use some more volunteer time.
Y'all stick around. We'll be right back. Hello, my name is Eric Pruitt. I am author of Something Bad Wrong and co-host of the popular number one rated show, Howdy Hillsborough. If you're like me, you've made plenty of mistakes in life, but you probably don't want to think about them. That's why I reach for Elijah Craig Bourbon. 94 proof, it will help you forget all about those things. Elijah Craig, reach for one now.
Go to your bye-bye place.
I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Howdy, Hillsborough!
Wow.
Holy cow.
I think you scared the fish out of the river.
I think so.
You scared the fish out of me, that's for sure.
Ooh.
Hey, welcome back to 97.9 The Hill. No point. I am Eric Pruitt. I'm here with my co-host, Alexis Bravos, and we're hanging out with our wonderful guest, actor and noir at the bar MC, Tracy Reynolds. And guess what? If you want to see Tracy Reynolds in action this week, why don't you stop up at Yonder specifically on Thursday, but all week long you can hang out with Alexis and me. Starting with Tuesday, we do open mic every Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's game night. People are still talking about last time's game night, so come to game night on Wednesday, play games and have fun. But on Thursday, Tracy Reynolds will be hosting the ever popular Noir at the Bar, featuring authors such as Todd Robinson, Rob Hart, Pamela Raymond, Jamie Mason, Dana King, Katie Munger, and myself. And this Friday, get ready for the rock and roll sounds of the Hillicasters. Yes, that's right, Jim Parker and the Hillicasters. And Saturday, Daniel Anderson and the Heroic Dose. Plenty of reasons to come and hang out with us here at Yonder. What do you say, Alexis?
I say, Tracy, how do you get ready for the Noir at the Bar? How do you prepare yourself?
Well, I do like to read some of the author's books. So I've read snippets or whole novels. I've read every single one of Eric Prewitt's books because not only...
Masochist.
Yeah. For some reason, he is my best friend and I just have to support him, but he's awesome. His newest book, Something Bad Wrong, is the best ever that he's ever written. Anyway, he actually writes the promos and I just read them. The blurbs. But I make them funny.
You also do an F-bomb count.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And the last time, Todd Robinson actually won. So nice. I'm hoping. And we actually gave a prize away last time. We'd never done that before.
We'll be giving prize this time. And we'll also have raffle with books and fun stuff for people that come. So come.
Mm-hmm. It's always a good time.
Get your dark yonder.
And there's always my favorite bartender, Alexis. You are my favorite bartender.
Aww, thank you.
Oh, yes. Tracy. And don't forget, that will be the release of Dark Yonder number 2. So if you've got your Dark Yonder number 1 and you're just waiting for a release of a new one, here it comes.
And that was really awesome, too. And that's, what, $10?
$10.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Should we do some more advice?
Absolutely.
Okay. Dear Alexis, my neighbors are great, but they keep giving me free stuff like food, presents, clothes, decorations. I feel their efforts are genuine and they are just nice people and they are not plotting for something. But I feel a pressure to return the favor and give them presents back. I always say a solid thank you and throw in a wish I had something to give you. Is there anything else I should do or should I just let it go and enjoy the free stuff? You say they aren't plotting anything, but...
Yeah, that sounds fishy to me.
They might be angling for some alone time with you.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Are they hot? I mean, yeah. Are they trying to, you know,
get in that marriage?
I think they might be. Yeah.
This, if you feel like it's uneven, you know, bake them a pie. Leave it on their door. Make them some cookies. I mean,
but make them poorly so they don't ask for them ever again.
Eric.
Yeah.
You never do that, do you? That's a yes.
Or make them special brownies.
Come in and ask for a Long Island iced tea. You only ask for it once.
I do not like that drink.
I make an excellent
Long Island iced tea. How much iced tea am I supposed to put in this?
And that's why Alexis is my favorite bartender.
All right. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro.
People drunk on Long Island iced teas will like anything.
On WCHL 97.9 No Point, we are here with our guest, Tracy Reynolds, answering some advice questions. All right. Dear Alexis, people are wearing earbuds everywhere now, walking, running, on the bus, in stores, in restaurants. I always wonder, what are they listening to? Is there that much good content out there? And also, is it kind of rude? Should there be etiquette rules established for the people wearing earbuds? Like if you're checking out at a grocery store, ordering takeout at a counter, do you need to take them out? That's a hard one. No, I mean, I don't think that there's like people wearing earbuds have been around for a long time.
I'm wearing earbuds right now.
As are we, but all of us in this room are wearing earbuds.
I'm not wearing them in my ears, though.
But the earbuds, the air, what are they called? The AirPods or whatever that don't have a cord. I mean, I see people wearing those constantly. It does not bother me. If someone came up to the bar wearing them and was talking to me at the same time, I'd kind of wonder, like, can you hear me? But I don't really care. The thing that really bothers me is when I see dudes with that Bluetooth thing in their ear and then they have the like cell phone clipped to their belt and they're wearing sandals.
Right. It's not 1994.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't really believe in wearing earbuds outside. I like to hear the world. And also I like to hear a car if it's about to hit me.
Yeah. I mean, if it really bothers you that much, you could always just... You know,
slap them out of people.
Yeah, like swat them out and then run away. Yeah. I think that's a really good option.
In the first question, they were wondering, like, what are these people listening to? I think what you should do is tap them on the shoulder and ask them. Like,
right.
Tap them on the shoulder and let them take their earbuds out and ask them what they're listening to. And if they're really cool, they'll put their earbuds in your ears and let you hear it.
Yeah.
Unless you have really, really dirty ears. And then they won't do that, Eric.
Hit us with one more quickly.
All right. Dear Alexis, I am a pretty boring person and not very good at keeping people's attention when talking to them.
Yeah, I am suddenly yawning.
Not very good at keeping people's attention when talking to them, especially in a group.
Have you? How many questions have you like?
Have any good jokes I can borrow or advice on how to be interesting? First of all, I think approaching a situation like this with a joke is probably not the best way to make friends or get people's attention. And that's only because I only know one joke.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell it.
I honestly fell asleep during that question. So you might have to reread it.
But no, this goes back to what we were talking about in the first section, which is that you are someone who makes friends easily. You make an effort. And I think that people respond to you. So do you ever worry about you're just interesting.
Oh,
you know, naturally.
That was really sweet. I always try to take an interest in somebody else. You notice things about them. If they have a dog, then you can say, oh, hi, can I pet your dog? And talk with them that way. And I think just introducing yourself and just saying, oh, hey, by the way, my name's Tracy. What's yours? And then just starting a conversation. I don't know how to do it. You just find something interesting about them.
Yeah.
And notice it.
Well, now you've got your advice, friend. Your name is now Tracy.
Yes. All right. Reach out to me. Come and talk to me.
Find Tracy here at Yonder.
But it looks like the rain is starting to pick up here, so we might need to skedaddle.
Gotta get your kitties home, Tracy.
Yeah, will you guys help me find them?
I think if you wanted to be found, you would find. They would come back.
They'd make themselves known.
But guess what? The wonderful thing about cats is if you lose one, there's a billion others out there. So let's go. What do we say? We run up to the pound. Hey, guys, it's been great talking to everybody. Y'all join us back here next week. And be sure to come out this Thursday and hang out with the three of us at Noir at the Bar in downtown Yonder. We look forward to seeing y'all. And until then, thanks for coming out.
We're
until
drunk.
Then, you're all set.